questions 7 and 8, dealing with the decrees of God. Questions 7 and 8, dealing with God's decrees. First of all, we have question 7, what are the decrees of God? And then question 8, how does God execute his decrees? So question 7, the decrees of God are his eternal purpose according to the counsel of his own will, whereby for his own glory he has foreordained whatsoever comes to pass. So in this answer we have the greatness, the goodness, the goal, and the time, if you like, of God's decrees. So first of all, the greatness, or what are the decrees of God? The first part, the decrees of God are his eternal purpose. God has one eternal decree, even though it's used in the plural here. In the fullest sense, God has one eternal decree and one eternal purpose. And one of the reasons why we worship God is because he does not change. He has one plan, one purpose, one decree, and he does not change. Therefore, we are not consumed, as we read in Malachi. Then we have the goodness, according to the counsel of his own will. God's decree is a good decree because it's according to the counsel of his own will. And then we have the goal, whereby for his own glory. It's all for his glory. And we again praise God for that, because when all is done for God's glory, it will also be for the good of his people. They're not separate. They are tied in together. And then the time, if you like, as we've said, he has foreordained whatsoever comes to pass. We were talking about this morning, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. We worship a God who was not taken by surprise by anything. All things work together according to his eternal purpose, the counsel of his will, and for his glory, everything that happens. Therefore we read in Ephesians 1, verse 11 and 12, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory. So generally that is the what of God's decrees. And then question 8, how does God execute his decrees, or the manner in which God executes his decrees? There are twofold. God executes his decrees in the works of creation and providence. And both of these are attacked by today's world. Both would be rejected by this generation. Both would say neither are true. God did not create, and God is not intimately interested or affecting what happens in this world. But we believe in a God who both created all things and sustains all things. So we reject deism. We believe in a God of providence, a God who is actively involved in his creation. Therefore we read in Revelation 4 verse 11, thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So as we said in our readings in Revelation, God is worshipped as the creator in chapter 4, and then in chapter 5 he's worshipped as the redeemer. And then regarding his providence, Daniel 4 verse 35, he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And that verse goes on to say, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? So we worship a God who is the God of an eternal purpose, according to the counsel of his own will, for his glory, and it affects all that comes to pass. He is not a passive bystander. He's not somebody who is affected by contingent events. All things work together for his glory, whatsoever comes to pass. And this is the God that we praise and worship tonight.